Kelly Reynolds, the owner of Kelly's Coffee Shop, one of the most popular places to eat along the Oregon coast, and her husband Mike, the Beaver County, Oregon sheriff, were standing in front of the baggage carousel in the Florence, Italy airport, waiting for their luggage. Mike, I'm really, really tired, but I don't think I've ever been this excited in my whole life. I can't wait to see what the cooking school and the castle look like.
I'm beat too, Mike said. That layover in Heathrow didn't help. I've never tried to sleep on a short, hard-surfaced couch in an airport with a gazillion people coming and going, and I want to tell you that it's not something I want to ever try and do again. But if that's what was required so we could get away from all we've been involved in recently, I guess I'll have to take it.
Well, we'll probably have to go through Heathrow again on the way back. But for the next few days, I'm not going to do anything but cook, drink some wine, and soak up the wonderful Italian ambiance. I refuse to think about the murders we've had to solve. I'm so sorry your aunt was murdered. But I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you that I certainly appreciate you being the heir to her estate, which made it possible for us to go on a very belated and long overdue honeymoon. Oh, I see our bags. A few minutes later, they walked through the airport doors and began looking for the white van from the cooking school, pulling their luggage behind them. The instructions the school had sent them indicated that the van would be picking up several people who were arriving around the same time to attend the cooking school. They were told to look for a white van with an Italian flag painted on the side. Mike, look over there. That must be it, Kelly said, gesturing towards a white van with the flag of Italy prominently painted on the side. They walked over to it as a large man got out of the driver's side and took their luggage.
Benvenuti. Welcome to Italy. My name is Alberto. I will be your driver during your stay at the Castello di Nardo. It will be a one-hour drive, so please, make yourselves comfortable. The other guests are already in the van. You're the last ones to arrive.
They stepped into the van and introduced themselves to the other six cooking school students. Within minutes, they were on their way to a long overdue honeymoon and adventure. They never suspected that their romantic cooking school honeymoon in Tuscany would find them yet again in the midst of another murder investigation. Kelly and Mike spent the one-hour drive to the castle looking out the window of the van at the beautiful Italian landscape, while Alberto gave a running commentary about what they were seeing. He made several turns off of the Superstrada, or expressway, and eventually turned onto a long driveway dramatically lined with enormous old cypress trees leading up to the impressive Castello di Nardo.